life's full of ifs and maybes, isn't it? But the fear for some fans will be now that you'll like wind up getting Bury when it's rearranged, when they're in better form than they are at the moment, because they are really struggling, aren't they?
And also, generally, when you come here, in the years we've come here, apart from last year, you know, when we got them early in the season, the pitch was lovely, and the pitch actually looked very green with a lot of grass on it. We certainly wouldn't like to be getting them the latter end of the season, March, April time, when it's going to be a bobbly, tough surface. And it'll be difficult to actually pass the ball on, you know. So from that point of view, that's a real disappointing opportunity to play in a decent pitch, which we felt it would have been if it hadn't rained. But, you know, such is life. For whatever reason, it's transpired. It was going to last rain tonight. I don't even think the forecast was down to rain as heavily as it did. But, you know, as I said, the referee gave it every chance. And looking by the skies at the moment, it looks like it's only going to continue for the rest of the evening.
Do you have to do quite a lot of restructuring now with when the players are going to come in, that sort of thing, after they didn't have this game? Would they have had tomorrow off, for instance, and then been back in? How does that work out?
Yeah, well, over the last few weeks, generally what we've done is when we've played at home, we've had a warm down and a cool down the following day for the players who played, and the lads who haven't played have done extra, a little bit extra running, a little bit extra football, just to keep on top of the fitness. We'll have to now look at that in relation to what we're going to do tomorrow, if we're going to be in or we're going to be off. We'll have a chat now with the gaffer and the staff and see what the decision is, and then as I say, whatever happens, we'll be good to go Saturday.
It'll be a completely different proposition to prepare for as well, won't it? So all of the work that you put in over the last few days goes out the window, at least for a while.
Well, it doesn't really, because, you know, when we go back to the way we played Saturday, we spoke about the cohesion and the fluidity that we probably played at times in the 4-3-3 system. And looking at the DVD yesterday, we spotted one or two instances where we actually think we can improve. And regardless of who we're going to play tonight, we were still going to have the same mindset, which was the clean sheet, which was having a foundation at the back that if we can build that platform, have that confidence in each other to know that we're not going to concede, we always feel that we will create chances. Obviously, it's up to the individual players to put the ball in the back of the net. But, you know, most successful teams, and we use Stevenage as the example last season, who conceded very few goals and managed to get where they needed to be. And it's sometimes easier said than done. Achieving that, but the work, as I said, that we've done yesterday and the meeting we had this evening was all based on that, and that's, you know, now where we're looking to rebuild again and to look to improve on for the forthcoming game. So the attitude won't change. I'm sure that'll still be the same, and you know, it's looking forward to Saturday.